Actor, writer, and director Greg Sestero is no stranger to cult movies. He starred in the 2003 cult classic The Room and now has a new horror film, Miracle Valley, that explores the appeal of cults themselves. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with Sestero and has more.
Tell me a little bit about the genesis of this film.
I've always been intrigued by cults. Jim Jones, Manson. Moved to Arizona. I had this really cool opportunity to live down there and write the script. And I stumbled across some very bizarre happenings down there in the history of cults. And so I started writing the screenplay in the environment I was living in, which was really cool because you're able to see the scenes come together. You're inspired by the locations. And, you know, I've always loved 70s horror, you know, The Hills Have Eyes, Halloween, all that good stuff. John Carpenter. And I thought, I really want to make something unique to the genre and give, you know, people something unique.
One of the things about horror films, of course, is that very often there's social commentary. I think of, you mentioned The Hills Have Eyes from Wes Craven. And I think he said, you know, there's a question in that film about who the real savages are. So, you know, I wonder what the social commentary in this film is.
For now, I think, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are in relationships, you know, they're misunderstood, they're really unhappy, they don't know where to turn to. And, you know, the whole society now with social media and wanting to become famous and have that one, I just capture that one moment or that one thing, it'll complete me. And I think it's very much tying into where we're at now with these two characters seeking approval from society and wanting to belong. And I think while we're in the setting of this old time or this kind of timeless period in the film, you know, these locations that are far out, I felt like I wanted to kind of bleed into that, people looking for eternal youth and people that are looking to matter. And I think that's sort of what I tried to bring, you know, into this story.
I personally love horror films, and I think the last several years has been a really fertile time for original stories in horror to emerge. What do you think it is about this particular moment in time that has people sort of gravitating to horror films once more?
I think just like, yeah, people love original films. And I think that's what made the original Halloween so great. It was never meant to be a big budget setup. It was just a unique story. And, you know, of course, Hills Have Eyes, The Thing, all those movies were original and taking risks. And I think now there's so much content that's clean and easy to watch. And I think people really want to get back to original grittiness and unique voices telling stories and trying new things.
I just want to spend a moment talking about Rick Edwards and the performance that he gives in this film. It's obvious that he really did his homework. He showed up and fully immersed himself in this character.
Yeah, so Rick Edwards was a soap star in the 80s. I grew up watching him on TV. We became friends in 2004. We both modeled in Japan, and you know, he's just an incredible presence. And I worked with him in Best Friends Volume 2 in 2018. And he was not only a tremendous actor, but just so much fun to be around, so many ideas and just such a physical presence. And so he's a biker in real life. And I thought, what a perfect role to write this part for him to play a biker priest. And we had worked on this idea for quite a few months, and he had time to get into the character, and he just always brings an extra element you can't write for. And, you know, Rick is really the shining part of this film. And I always said in horror, you need a great villain and you need a great score. And I think, you know, Rick really provides something that people have just flipped for. I mean, everyone asks, like, where did you find this guy? And the only other time I've gotten that question was showing The Room with Tommy. So I've gotten pretty lucky with my discoveries with Tommy Wiseau and Rick Edwards.
There will be a screening of The Room at Tallgrass this year. And I don't think there's anything I can ask you about that film that you already haven't been asked, but it has to be kind of fascinating to be part of this real phenomenon, right?
For me as a filmmaker and a creator, you know, obviously The Room isn't something you would ever strive or hope to make, you know, as content, but it's just something that's fascinating to, you know, sit back and look at and how far it's reached and how many people it's made happy. And I think as a filmmaker, that's what you hope to do.